Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour, we will be holding the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen with Rob Regish. During the second hour, we're going to have a doctor who was written about by Suzanne Summers in her most recent book, Bombshell, Dr. Prudence Hall. And we're going to talk about the role of oxytocin as one of the hormones that most doctors are forgetting about when they're treating women and men, but especially women, with a multi-hormone replacement protocol. Very, very important hormone that very few people talk about. We'll be doing that during the second hour. Okay. Robert Regish. When's the last time you were called Robert Regish? You probably got in trouble. Robert Regish, you get in here right now.
Yeah, they did that to me at work, too. Hated it. Hated it. Bad memories, brother.
Rob Regish, back again for a Blueprint Power Hour. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Just got done training myself, so the endorphins are flowing. We got some great questions. And I'm fired up, ready to go.
Is it true that you are now jumping from a two-story building with your jump soles on?
Yeah,
I take that laugh to be a no, right?
It's also true my Achilles tendons have snapped in half.
Yeah, there you go. I'm also 8 inches shorter now. As a result.
Hey, go. Just one thing before we get going. I just want to remind folks, especially the folks over in Europe and overseas, that 15% off sale at PredatorNutrition.com for Synthogen, Mass Pro Synthogen, and
Rob, you just dropped out. You said Mass Pro Synthogen and it went zip.
Yeah, the 15% off sale at PredatorNutrition.com
right,
ends today. You just simply enter Mass Pro 15 in the voucher code section and get your 15% off.
Cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
I guess you've had some really great success, you were telling me, over in the UK with this product, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, one of the first guys who bought it said, listen, I just got my two bottles. If this stuff is half as good as advertised, I'm going to be hitting PRs in no time. 3 days later, first workout, PR number one in the book.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Rob, could it all be placebo? Could everybody just be imagining this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can't rule out the placebo factor. But having said that, you know, I've got 6 months of data now on Synthogen, and I know when it hits, I know when it really gets rolling. And already, you know, some of the consistent themes are emerging. You know, greater muscle fullness, more vascularity, I'm able to do more work per unit of time, and, you know, the big one for most people, recovery.
Right.
It's like, boom, you can wake up out of bed the next
Well,
day.
I got to tell you the truth, and I didn't plan on saying this. I didn't tell you I was going to say this, but, you know, I was flirting with overtraining, and the whole time I was doing that, I was using Mass Pro, right? I was using Synthogen. And then I ran out of Synthogen, and I keep telling you I've been out of Synthogen. And I've been out of Synthogen for, like, a few weeks now, and I'm not able to train. And I don't know if, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe I just got too close to overtraining, but I cannot go into the gym and train day after day the way I was for those weeks, numerous weeks that I was training that way. And I went through two bottles of Synthogen over the course of just under 2 months.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate test, and that's what I always tell people. I say, look, you know, you really want to know if this stuff works? Take a bottle and then come off it. You'll know.
Yeah.
You'll know.
Yeah. All right, so let's get on with the show, as they say in show business. Our first question comes from Frederick. Is that Boije? B-O-I-J-E?
Close enough.
Okay. He says, hi, Rob. Just got to say that I never miss a Blueprint Power Hour with you and Carl these days. You guys are really addressing the type of questions that we all want to hear more about. Wow, that really feels good to hear. Well, coming to my question, I've been reading and experimenting with the use of fat as a source of energy last couple of months. Good move. Everybody tells you that you need fat. So it's not that you need it. I'm talking about using fat as energy instead of carbs. We all know that bodybuilders back in the 70s used a lot of fat for their source of energy. Thanks to people like Vince Gironda, by the way.
Yeah.
My experience is that it seems to give me that over pressure. Is that what he's saying? Over pressure in the body. P-R-E-A-S-S-U-R-E. Pressure? I don't know. Is that a misspelled word? In the body. For example, nothing seems to get me filled with energy as starting the day with 4 to 5 raw eggs. That also could be the choline, by the way, containing a lot of good fats. I use flaxseed oil and even drink 1 deciliter of olive oil once a day. So my question would be this. Is fat something that the hard training athlete should pick up more in their diet? Is there any specific timing that we should know about regarding fat consumption, pre, post, mornings, evenings? And then my next question would be, what's your take on consuming raw eggs? Some say you can only absorb half of the protein that you eat when you eat them raw. Is that an urban myth or true? I've got some opinions on all this. Go ahead, Rob. You go.
Okay. Great question, Frederick. It does remind me of an insightful anecdote, and it goes like this. Years ago, NASA studied the effects of various meal combinations in an attempt to keep astronauts alert for extended periods on the launch pad. As you know, there's often delays. So their conclusion for the best breakfast to feed them before they went up, steak and eggs. The reason being, a high protein, high fat meal is not only more satiating, keeping you fuller and for longer, but also because it floods the brain with tyrosine, the choline that you mentioned, versus a high-carb meal, which can flood the brain with tryptophan, which, as you know, promotes
serotonin.
Right, and then consequently drowsiness.
Right, and by the way, we should understand that the way leucine staves off fatigue is it blocks the uptake of serotonin by the receptors in the brain. So anything that's going to produce more serotonin is not something you want to have pre-workout.
And as you were saying, you know, Vince Gironda knew this long ago and promoted a diet of heavy cream, one of your favorites, steak, raw fertile eggs, and liver. So it's no surprise then, Frederick, that you feel good, very good, after your 4 to 5 eggs, flaxseed, and olive oil. Vince would be proud of you. I think it's safe to say at this point, most athletes are now aware that some amount of dietary fat is not only helpful, but of course essential. And this situation differs greatly versus 20 years ago, circa the 1980s, when both athletes and the general public were getting...
Rob, you keep dropping off. We heard you say both athletes and the general public were getting, and then you dropped out. Can you hear me? Rob, are you there? Rob? Okay, we are going to be forced to take an early break, it looks like. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll have Rob Regish on the phone without any problems whatsoever. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back. I want to take you to a game bar, game bar, game bar.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. In case you didn't hear that last spot, Muscle Gauge Nutrition is giving a 25% discount to Superhuman Radio listeners. This is an unparalleled discount. You can't even get these discounts at bodybuilding.com. When you use the coupon code SUPER, S-U-P-E-R, check it out, MGN for Muscle Gauge Nutrition, MGNstore.com. 25% off. I mean, that's ridiculous. Oh, check it out. Okay. So, Rob, do you remember where you dropped out there?
Yeah, I think it was with respect to, you know, athletes and fat and whether or not it's helpful and what we need to do.
Right, and you said something about the athletes and the general public is what the last thing we heard you say.
Yeah, I think by now the situation is this. Most people are aware that some amount of dietary fat is not only helpful but essential. And that situation differs greatly versus 20 years ago, right around the 1980s when both athletes and the public were getting the low-fat, no-fat message. So, and it reminds me, I can vividly recall going on a near zero fat diet subsisting largely on Twin Lab Gainer's Fuel. You remember that product?
I do, actually.
And watching my strength fall like a dress on prom night. Then I switched over to a product called Heavyweight Gainer 900 by Champion Nutrition. And I felt 100% better. The reason? Mike Zampano was at the helm of that company then and was smart enough to include medium-chain triglycerides, which is a very fast-acting fat helpful to athletes. Now, on the timing of fats, it does matter insofar as alertness is illustrated above in the example we were talking about in some other situations. For example, you don't want too much fat in and around the workout or in your post-workout meal. The reason being, it slows digestion down of the other macronutrients. Otherwise, fat builds slowly into your structure, a lot like proteins. It's incorporated into the cell membrane. So you eat them throughout the day, and if you want to train your metabolism to fuel off of fats, and this is a huge point, you need to ensure you're getting a lot more fat than carbohydrate, because the body wants to use, both the body and the brain want to use, glucose and carbs as fuel. So you have to limit the amount of carbs that you eat in order for the body to make the cellular switch to burning not only dietary fat, but stored body fat for fuel. Now, with respect to the raw versus cooked eggs question, the research is pretty clear. According to a study done in 1998 in the Journal of Nutrition called Digestibility of Cooked and Raw Egg Protein in Humans, the following summary says it all. Quote, the yield of endogenous nitrogen after ingestion of the raw protein meal, raw eggs, was significantly lower compared with the cooked protein meal. Now, you're going to hear that cooking eggs destroys adipin. That's only partially true, and it's a myth that cooking them completely destroys the adipin. According to multiple studies, in fact, even lightly cooking them, like poaching eggs, only destroys about a third of it, and even if you fry them, it leaves about 30% of the adipin intact. So, bottom line, cook those eggs first and get the most nitrogen retention out of them. And, you know, can't say enough about this type of diet for people that oxidize fats well. And it seems like he's one of them.
Okay, now, a couple things. I learned this from Randy Roach and Agnes von der Planitz. First thing in the morning, fat. And I've been adhering to that for a very long time when I'm not fasting in the morning. The first thing I'll have is a big hunk of coconut fat, coconut oil, and that actually energizes me, number one. Number two, to the myth that you can only absorb a certain amount of protein, use your critical thinking skills here, okay? Everyone is different, first of all. So for somebody to come forth and say, well, no, we can only digest 40 grams of protein in a sitting is a BS statement, because that may be true of one person or another. But here's the acid test. If you're eating a lot of protein and you are suffering from protein flatulence, okay, this is undigested protein making it into the intestines. Rob, I don't know what you just did, but I'm echoing in myself. Okay. This is undigested protein making it into the lower intestines, and it's being degraded through fermentation, and so it's developing gas. That is undigested. If you are eating a heavy, and I've eaten as much as 150 grams of protein in a single meal, and I did not develop protein flatulence, and when I look in the toilet when I'm done, I don't see whole pieces of meat in there. Everything has been digested. So to me, somebody who tries to depend on critical thinking skills, I am digesting and utilizing all that protein. Now, am I building muscle with all of it? No. Some of it is being used to energize and run organ systems and brain and everything else. But this myth that you can only digest and utilize 50 grams of protein at a time is nonsense. Think about our Paleolithic human beings who didn't eat for a day, and then they came upon an animal that was freshly killed, and they sat there and they ate on it for 5 hours, and they probably ate 400 grams of protein, and then they started walking. Do you think that they digested it, or you think it just passed right through them?
Right.
I mean, come on, you got to use your brain. You can't listen to science about these sort of things, because science gets it wrong quite often. Okay.
There's an art.
Okay. Now, next question comes from Tony Fiorito. I like that name. Tony says, I note you're big on fasted morning AM training, Rob, and my question is regarding to that. In your opinion, if one is doing an AM resistance workout during a bodybuilding-style dieting phase with the aim to burn as much body fat as possible, what supplementation would I take pre-workout, i.e. would you go with a small dose of whey, like 10 grams, and some coconut oil to increase fat burning, or just train fasted and take some EAAs with some caffeine and green tea, or a combination of all of the above? What do you think, Rob?
Great question. My preference here leans towards a pre-workout dose of the essential amino acids and green tea plus caffeine, and the green tea for its EGCG content versus the whey and fats that you're proposing, and I'll tell you why. Reason being, whey is usually sold in the form of an intact protein. It can take the body up to 90 minutes to completely liberate all of the constituent amino acids from that protein string. Essential amino acids, on the other hand, are absorbed almost immediately. They are inclusive of the branched chain aminos as well, and will thus do a better job protecting your muscle protein from breakdown during the workout. Not only that, but research has demonstrated a dose of just 6 grams of essential amino acids pre-workout was shown to elevate protein synthesis up to 600%. Unlike whey and coconut oil that was proposed, they are also a nearly calorie-free source of nitrogen, encouraging your body to draw upon its fat stores to fuel the workout. And if you really think about it, consuming whey and fats pre-workout isn't really training fasted. Yeah. With respect to the EGCG, or epigallocatechin gallate, which is found in the green tea, there was a study published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition showing that EGCG from green tea can increase fat burning up to 50% in obese men. Researchers in Berlin administered, and this is really interesting, so try to follow me on this because it gets complex. They administered either a low dose of EGCG, 300 milligrams, a high dose of it, 600 milligrams, EGCG plus caffeine in a 300 milligram to 200 milligram ratio, respectively, just 200 milligrams of caffeine, or a placebo to 10 overweight obese men. What the researchers found was that the low dose of EGCG group had a 33% boost in fat burning. And interestingly enough, the high dose EGCG group realized just a 20% boost in fat loss compared to the placebo. The caffeine group alone produced a 35% increase. The EGCG / caffeine group, they realized a whopping 49% boost in fat loss. So, final word, Tony, on what you need to do, or what I'd recommend. Try 300 milligrams of EGCG from green tea, plus 200 milligrams of caffeine, and 6 grams of essential amino acids pre-workout. You stand to elevate protein synthesis sixfold and realize up to a nearly 50% improvement in fat loss. Try that, Tony. Let us know how it works out for you.
Or here's a shameless plug. Or take 6 caps of MassPro Synthogen pre-workout along with the caffeine and EGCG.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't want to plug it too hard.
Okay. There you go. All right. So next question. The next question comes from Steve Benitzkis.
Benitzkis.
Okay. He says, I too would be interested in your thoughts on the above question as well, Rob. I will have a drink of beta-alanine and creatine prior to workout, as we have discussed once before. But would it make a difference if the session was a cardio or weight training session? During session, I will use lemon water, as you've spoken about, or something like Amino Energy by Optimum Nutrition. What are your thoughts?
Okay, to make things simple, Steve, I don't think there's a huge difference insofar as dosing your beta-alanine, creatine, and essential amino acids pre-workout, be it prior to either a cardio or a weight training session. Both are going to increase blood flow and do other, you know, positive things, albeit weight training more to the muscle groups in question that are being trained. The lemon water recommendation is really catching on fast, and many people are reporting benefits, and I'm glad it's helping. With respect to Optimum's Amino Energy, on the surface, this looks like a great product. The reason being, it purports to contain all of the essential amino acids, beta-alanine, green tea, and caffeine, as my above answer prior spoke to. However, if you look real closely, all is not as it appears. First thing, as I've talked about in the past, this is yet another essential amino acid product lacking one of the essential amino acids, that being L-tryptophan. Second, the energy blend that's listed is but 160 milligrams total of green tea, EGCG, and presumably some caffeine from the green coffee bean extract. That is well short of the 500 milligram total, that being 300 milligrams of EGCG and 200 milligrams of caffeine, cited in the study that I mentioned prior, that showed an upregulation of fat burning by nearly 50%. So here's the bottom line, Steve. I would opt for the Now Foods brand of Amino 9 Essentials product, which contains all 9 essential amino acids, including tryptophan. It's priced right. It's a quality product, along with standalone EGCG and caffeine tabs, and if you're so inclined, creatine and beta-alanine, either in bulk or capsule form. That way, you'll know you're getting the precise, research-proven amounts of each ingredient and the full suite of essential amino acids.
Okay, very, very good. Okay, let's see where we are. Let's go ahead and take a break now. We'll take a break just a minute, a couple minutes early. And when we come back, we have a question from Panos Antonakos. So you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. Later in the show, Dr. Prudence Hall is going to come on and talk about oxytocin, this forgotten hormone, as part of a multi-hormone replacement therapy protocol. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I got to tell you something really exciting. Blueprint Power Hour show number 1060.
Yeah.
I don't know when that one was. Hold on a second. It was a while ago, actually. 1060 was, oh gosh. Show number 1060 has 106,368 downloads, just that one show. It was on October 2nd.
Wow. I thought the 50,000 mark was good.
Listen, listen, I've never seen this kind of activity before. Sean Phillips' show that he did with me, What is Groundhog Day? You know, what can we learn from Groundhog Day? 120,446 downloads. And then show number 1063, I don't know what that was, 115,106 downloads. I mean, the audience is just exploding. That's amazing. That really is amazing. Anyway, okay, congratulations to you, by the way.
Good. Thank you.
The Blueprint Power Hour constantly makes it into the top downloads of every month. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the next question. This one comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, I really enjoyed your supplement find on the curry blend a few episodes ago. Maybe that was the curry show, come to think of it. I bet you it was.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
You've really opened up a whole new world for me and how I view supplements slash food. My question is not really about curry, but another spice mix that I think would complement curry perfectly. It's called garam masala. Oh, I love masala. Can you offer an opinion on this? I've had chicken masala. That's a Middle Eastern spice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on a side note, some of you guys might be interested in this. I found that exact same curry blend that we talked about at a dollar store. So you can get it even cheaper. But to answer your question, Panos, the composition, like curry, of garam masala differs regionally across India. The tie that binds, though, is that the components of the mix are usually toasted and then ground together. So a typical Indian version of garam masala would include the following: black and white peppercorns, cloves, cinnamon, black and white cumin seeds, and black, brown, and green cardamom pods. Now, you'll see a lot of overlapping ingredients here with the curry that I recommended prior. For example, the black peppercorn, the cumin, even turmeric is an ingredient in some garam masala blends. It just depends what region in India. The problem is, not always, and I have yet to see a version of garam masala with fenugreek, which is a big favorite of mine. However, the one ingredient found almost universally in garam masala that isn't in my curry mix is cinnamon. And we know cinnamon is a fantastic glucose disposal agent. So the fix for me, at least, is simple. I just keep a container of ground cinnamon or the actual sticks handy and add those to my curry. So Panos, you did a nice piece of homework here. You really did. Generally speaking, however, I do feel curry is the superior, more comprehensive formula given the number of ingredients therein is usually double, 10 versus 5 herbs and spices, and they complement each other better than garam masala. So just add cinnamon to your curry, Panos, and you're good to go.
Okay, the next question comes from Greg Geldard. He says, hi, Rob. Curious to know what's up with your training. And if you've come across any tips, tricks to use alongside Convict conditioning and or Brooks Kubik's dinosaur bodyweight training.
Yeah, Greg, not a lot of people know this. Greg's my old college roommate. He lives down in Gainesville, Georgia.
How appropriate.
and he was the guy that turned me on to Convict conditioning. So, but, yeah, we actually had some email discourse, and that's where this question comes from. And the answer is, I sure do have some new things going on, and I'm glad he asked the question. I have been extremely happy with my switch to bodyweight training, working hard on it for almost a year now to master those big six movements with some great help from Brooks's book, Dinosaur Bodyweight Training. I reached the master step on several of the exercises, but in some cases, Convict conditioning calls for shooting for upwards of 100 reps in some exercises, like, believe it or not, one-legged squats and one-arm push-ups. That is, by any measure, an incredible accomplishment, but I am not a reps man, never was. Much bigger believer in strength, and in particular, absolute or low-rep strength, delivering more, much more. Because you show me an athlete that's stronger in the lower rep range, I'll show you an athlete that can move any amount of a lesser weight in that same exercise for more reps every time. Not so the other way around. So I went and searched for better answers. I came across those answers in yet another book, The Naked Warrior, by Pavel Satsulini, I think is how you pronounce his name. So in those pages, he describes that rather than gunning for more reps, The ideal is to make the exercise even harder, either by changing the angle or adding weight, getting you back into a lower rep range. So as an example then, here's what I did. On the one-arm push-ups, I was up to 20 reps for each arm. So instead of mindlessly repping myself into oblivion, the next workout, I elevated my feet on a bench, which was approximately 15 inches off the ground. That makes the exercise much harder. And I managed just 2 sets of 5 reps on my first attempt. Then I pulled another trick out of my sleeve, something a prior blueprint tip of the day spoke to, irradiation. I don't know if you remember that one. But this refers to maximally contracting a muscle group, usually with the hand, whereby its force travels to other muscle groups nearby. Now, here's the kicker. When I reached 6 reps for that one-arm push-up on the next workout, I could manage no more. Okay, I got to rep 6, and I just couldn't push it anymore. With my free hand behind my back, I then made a tight, emphasis on the word tight fist. And much to my surprise, I cranked out 2 more reps. So it would seem that even though I irradiated my non-working hand, it still conveyed force to the opposite arm and the other side of the body. Skeptical? You can prove it to yourself with this little experiment. Shake your training partner's hand and squeeze it as hard as you can, okay? Then wring your hand out and rest a minute or two to repeat that little experiment. This time, though, with your free hand behind your back or at your side, make the tightest fist you can with that free hand while squeezing his hand again. Your training partner will confirm the truth. Your handshake the second time around will be a lot stronger and more forceful. It's a neat trick and proof positive. It's the little things in this game that make all the difference.
Great.
So bottom line, these changes have sparked another just incredible burst of progress and enthusiasm in my own training. I'm offering them here in the hopes it does the same for you guys.
Okay, the next question comes from Stephen Boyle. Stephen says, I have a question for Rob. I have tendonitis in both my wrists from working in a factory, making me unable to use barbells for upper body exercises like bench press. Anything that you would recommend to someone with 2 bad wrists on how they can still get a good chest workout in?
Yeah, I feel for you, Steve. The combination of factory plus heavy barbell work is the culprit, meaning it's an overuse injury in all likelihood. I do have several suggestions, and I'm confident at least one of these is going to benefit you. One, you can try benching with dumbbells using a pronated or palms facing inward grip. That's going to help take some of the pressure off the wrists, elbows, and shoulder. Second would be dips. Similar to the dumbbell suggestion that I just mentioned, most dip stations are going to allow you to use a pronated grip. Third would be the barbell jammer press. If you Google that on YouTube, you'll get a feel for how it's performed. I've discussed it here before. It is a fantastic upper body pushing exercise, and holding just the tip of the weighted end of the barbell will take almost all of the pressure off of your wrists. Fourth would be push-ups for low reps and strength. And there's a reason virtually every military academy favors the push-up for boosting upper body strength, and it's not just because it strengthens your entire body, unlike the bench press. In the classic push-up, you're not grasping the bar, which is what's putting undue stress on your wrists. It's best to change the angle of that exercise in order to make it harder. You can do so in a number of ways. My favorite is to elevate the feet on a bench or a box. You can also progressively work up to what's known as gorilla push-ups, whereby you place your feet up on a wall, going higher and higher each time to increase the difficulty of the movement. Finally, I flipped him a link to, it's newgrip.com/thick-lifting-gloves.html. These are very precision engineered, they're not gloves, they're actually, velcroed very thick, pads. That alleviate your wrist, elbow, and shoulder pain while using extremely heavy loads. And I first came across them for use during my very heavy static holds. But I feel strongly that virtually everyone will benefit them. These are the originals were pretty thick, but they've really done a nice job on doubling up on the padding on these. They're inexpensive, they are durable, and they are the absolute best solution, in my opinion, for these type of issues. Everyone that I've recommended them to absolutely loves them. I'm confident you will, too. It's a great, great company with a great product. So I hope that helps, Steve. One of those five suggestions will.
Another option is to try to get some very aggressive therapy to reverse this tendonitis. The most aggressive therapy you can get is something called prolotherapy, where they actually inject using what is akin to an insulin syringe directly into the tendon itself, a surfactant combined with a phospholipid. And this irritant, if you will, causes localized distress and forces the body to pay attention. You have to remember, tendonitis is an injury that did not heal completely. And the reason it didn't heal completely is because this soft tissue does not have adequate blood flow to it. So
there you go.
You might want to try to find a physician in your area that engages in prolotherapy, P-R-O-L-O therapy, and see if they can't get you back to where these issues don't hurt anymore at all. And prolotherapy works, by the way. If you put the effort in to find somebody, I think you'll be able to put this injury behind you once and for all. So there you go. All right, we're going to take another commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We have more questions. Let's see, who's the next question from? Let's see. Jason Lemieux. Yes, I pronounced his name the first time properly, and he let Elisa know that, so I'm impressed. I like saying his name, Jason Lemieux. All right, so stay tuned. Yeah, you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. We'll be right back.
H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 testosterone boosting patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The power patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a 2-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEY NaturalUSA.com.
Two of Age Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione, the aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Age Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Later in the show, Dr. Prudence Hall will be talking about oxytocin. Very important hormone, very overlooked. Okay, Jason Leloux says, Blueprint specific question, last workout of GLP-1 coming soon. When I get to that 105% rep, should you do the 105% and leave it at that, or go for a new max if it feels like you can squeeze a little more out?
Well, by all means, Jason, keep pushing and go for it. The most important tip I can give you are these prior to maxing out on gym loading pattern number one. And by the way, I like your verbiage, when I get that 105% rep, not if. He knows he's going to get it. First tip, take just one extra day of rest prior to maxing out. Second, in the week leading up to your one rep max attempt, visualize yourself successfully lifting that target weight, not for a single, but for a triple. Do that no less than three times a day, with at least one of those sessions coming prior to sleep. It's been said before, and it's true. What the mind can conceive, the body will achieve. Three, rest a minimum of 10 minutes between sets, in particular, before your one rep max attempt. I sometimes rest a lot longer, given the central nervous system takes a lot longer to recover than the ATP, adenosine triphosphate, phosphocreatine pathway that guys are used to fueling off of. That takes about 3 minutes. Central nervous system takes a lot longer. Use that downtime wisely, mentally rehearsing, making that lift as I just described above. And finally, after you set your new PR, make the smallest possible jump, which is usually 5 pounds, given most gyms have 2.5 pound plates as their smallest increments. So I hope that helps, Jason. I know you're going to do it, and you're probably going to get a lot more than 105%. Do report back on how you make out.
Sounds great. Okay, now for the Blueprint tip of the day. Rob Regish, what do you have for us today?
Well, I wanted to give an inside look into my first foray into the world of formulating supplements, because it was a real eye-opener for me. And I'm talking about this piece for a number of reasons, not the least of which is to illustrate what really goes on behind the scenes when you attempt to bring a supplement to market. And it's a revealing look into how our economy works, the mindset of many raw material suppliers, labs, and why you should really think long and hard before you plunk your hard-earned money down. So some perspective then from a guy who was green to this business not long ago, and how it works. And for most people, it's going to be a real eye-opener. I put 2 years of brain damage into formulating Synthogen, which I'll use as the example if for no other reason than it's my only product. It's a great example, though, because the ingredients span the gamut from everyday items most of you are familiar with to the more exotic, such as the reponticum that we use in it. So truly, this was a first-class education on how things work. Some of what you're about to hear is going to make you laugh, and some of it is going to make you downright angry. Be aware, though, this is how it works. The typical starting point for a product that most people, begin with is, how much margin do do we want to make? Not how well a product actually works. It's all about the margin. Profit margin for everyone from the raw material suppliers to the lab putting it together, right down, of course, to the company selling it. Fact is, you can get a bottle of vitamins manufactured for less than $2, slap your own label on it, and sell it for about a 3,000% markup. You read that figure right, about 3,000%. How is that possible? Simple. You count on your customer base being uneducated. So I'm going to let's look at what may be considered by many the most vanilla ingredient in Synthogen, magnesium aspirate we use. Okay, I'll use that as an example. At your local grocery store today, virtually every multivitamin on the shelf uses the inferior magnesium oxide form of this mineral, not the more bioavailable magnesium aspirate. In fact, the oxide form is so worthless, more than one biochemist I spoke with made the following statement. He said, you might as well flush the tablets down the toilet. Your body isn't going to use it. Here's the kicker. You can purchase 10 metric tons of that oxide. Yes, I said tons, for anywhere between $200 and $300 from a certain raw material supplier online. That very same supplier, by the way, sells just 1 metric ton of magnesium aspirate for between $2,000 and $3,000. That's right. The stuff your body can actually absorb and is used in nearly 300 enzymatic reactions costs 10 times as much for the good stuff for 1/10 of the amount. Don't take my word for it. Google magnesium oxide raw. It'll be your first link under web results. It gets better. Many of the suppliers and labs actually encourage me to use the absolute cheapest ingredients, and in some cases discourage me altogether from doing a product. So here I was trying to give these guys business, and they didn't even want it. And a big part of that was because they were convinced no product would sell in today's economy. Direct quote from a guy and from a lab. Look around. Nobody's doing anything new. And they were worried that they'd end up doing one, perhaps two production runs and get, you know, garner minimal profit. More. Certain ingredients in Synthogen like orotic acid, tryptophan, and the raponticum aren't exactly stock items. One outfit told me, look, if you want to use an EAA blend, we have a great one. It doesn't have tryptophan, but we're sitting on loads of 5-HTP and need to dump it. It'll have the word tryptophan on the label, and honestly, who's going to know the difference? It just floored me, you know, a lot of these comments. The absolute coup de grace, though, was sourcing the legitimate full-spectrum raponticum carthamoids extract that we use. Like the magnesium example above, you'll find an absurd price range per kilo when shopping around for it online. How absurd? You'll find a kilo as cheap as $300 on up to $20,000 a kilo. That's right, a $19,700 price differential for allegedly the same product. The real deal grows in the alpine and subalpine zones and meadows of one place in the world, southern Siberia. And according to quantitative and qualitative data obtained from the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan, the optimum time for harvest is at the end of August when the ecdysterone content is at its highest. There it is then. Just imagine, there is but a 1 month window during the year when this adaptogen reaches peak potency. Yet, when you're scratching around for it on the internet, it's always out there and there's never an out of stock notice. If you find that a little fishy, I did too. Because it turns out, when you send sample material out to Chromadex or another quality lab, virtually all of this quote-unquote raponticum extract is an absolute sham. In most cases, it's a smidgen of raponticum grown in other regions of the world, mostly Eastern Europe, and the 20-hydroxyectosterone content is spiked with Cyanotis vaga, an inferior source genus for ectosterone if there ever was one. Missing, too, is the unique grouping of 10 ectosteroids in a very precise ratio the Russians refer to as the Levsine's complex. Now, I could go on and on, but you get the picture. If you're going to buy the good stuff, you need to pay through the nose and you better buy in deep to avoid periodic shortages. One final comment on this situation. I was encouraged to pour more money into hiring an ad agency to write slick ad copy for Synthogen than putting that money to use sourcing the best possible ingredients. In fact, I think that's an excellent barometer of product quality. If you're staring at multiple glossy ads of your favorite muscle magazine with a pro bodybuilder endorsing it, it's a safe bet that they're spending far more money trying to convince you it's quality stuff than actually putting quality stuff into the product. So, final word. As a consumer, you are at a huge disadvantage if you're not privy to these facts. Given the current economic meltdown, there's even more pressure on these labs, raw material suppliers, and supplement companies to increase quote-unquote margin, as they say in the business. It is pervasive at every level of product development, and they know you're not exactly sitting at home with high-performance liquid chromatography lab equipment to catch them trying to pull a fast one on you. So do your homework, observe whose product is growing by word of mouth versus advertising, and repeat buys are the best barometer, in my opinion, of a truly quality product that delivers results. And you may want to end by asking yourself this question. Will this product be around in 10 years, surviving the ultimate test, that being the test of time? Few stand that test, but I am confident that Synthogen will. Last thing, I want to congratulate Sean Phillips on that record amount of downloads. I thought when you told me, Carl, I had 106,000, I finally beat him. Yeah, then you took the wind out of
that
my
was
sail.
That's amazing. I'm still, you know, I'm looking at these going, I wonder if there's a problem. Like, our log files are raw log files from the server. And I'm thinking, gee, is there a problem? I mean, I do know that we're getting a lot more listeners. But it's
I really wanted to say congratulations to Sean. I'm still gunning for you, brother. And someday I'm going to beat you. But here's an idea, Carl. Why don't you have us both on the same show?
Oh man,
and we'll try to break 250,000.
There you go. That's an idea. That's an idea. That's a really good idea. Hey, listen, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your contribution today to the Blueprint Power Hour, man.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, don't forget, the Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Prudence Hall come on and talk to us about oxytocin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can See Eye
eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the superhuman nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocreme. Kinetocreme is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocreme.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocreme on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocreme by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocreme. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Oxytocin is one of the forgotten hormones, except maybe in animal husbandry. I was first introduced to this concept of oxytocin and its effects on mood by reading The Female Brain. And it's really intriguing to me. And so my next guest is Dr. Prudence Hall, and she is the Director of Functional Medicine and Gynecology at the Hall Center in Venice Beach. How are you, Dr. Hall?
I'm terrific. So nice to talk to you, Carl.
Yes. Okay, so you personally do prescribe oxytocin for some of your patients as part of a multi-hormone protocol. Why is it not more popular? It seems to be a very important hormone.
Oh, it is an important hormone. I think that when patients or when doctors approach treating menopause, they think of it as a one or two hormone treatment. And certainly endocrinologists don't prescribe something like this. So it really has to be part of a full hormonal plan, and doctors just don't know about it.
The notion of oxytocin was first introduced to me by Dr. Luann Brizendine in her book, The Female Brain. And she cited that when women go through menopause, they tend to lose that connectedness and that sense of well-being that they get from the family unit. And they become, some people would say they become more, a bit more cold, if you will, emotionally. And attributes that to a drop in oxytocin, which is a hormone that seems to promote nurturing. Is that a correct statement?
I would say that's a very correct statement. When my menopausal patients come in, oh, probably 75% of them say that they just don't feel as good leaving the house. Their friends call them up. They don't feel like going out. A lot of my patients are housebound when they first come to see me. They really don't leave the house.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I think oxytocin is certainly estrogen, low adrenals, low thyroid, all of these things are, you know, contribute to that. But certainly oxytocin is one of the hormones that does contribute to that.
So now oxytocin is produced in women. Oxytocin is produced in high levels during pregnancy, correct?
That is correct, for nursing. Yeah, nursing and pregnancy.
But isn't oxytocin and prolactin, don't they do one of the gentle dances as a result of orgasm as well?
So oxytocin is certainly stimulated by orgasm and breast stimulation. So that's one way to really release people's, you know, endogenous, you know, oxytocin.
Okay. So when you are talking with a woman about HRT,
mm-hmm.
Is frank oxytocin administration always one of the ways that you approach it, or do you try to increase oxytocin as one of the downline hormones that may be stimulated by getting their progesterone and estrogen in line?
Yeah. So certainly estrogen is a big bang hormone. You know, estradiol, a bioidentical hormone for women. So that's the big bang hormone. Women immediately begin to feel better. It releases serotonin, dopamine in the brain. It also it stimulates oxytocin, which is good. So I usually correct thyroid and estrogen, then testosterone, DHEA. You know, I start to really help to correct the adrenals. Now, when patients come in, they're housebound and they're frowning and crying, I add oxytocin as a first-line therapy because it's such a gentle hormone. It just makes people feel better.
And this is an oral preparation that you use?
Well, there are lots of preparations you can use. I personally make the trokes in the center, but there's also spray. Some doctors will do a trial injection of oxytocin to see if patients actually need it, you know, if they're deficient in oxytocin, but most menopausal patients are.
And the trophs are actually sublingual, like lozenges, correct?
Yes, they're lozenges. And I formulate them 50 milligrams per ml because they're a little expensive to make and then have patients take a fourth of one. So women tolerate oxytocin in higher levels as long as their adrenals are okay.
Now, when you talked about injecting, I mean, in animal husbandry, they use oxytocin to bring on lactation as well, correct? I mean, high levels of oxytocin can actually be a little bit problematic, right?
Well, it can affect the adrenals. It can lower one's cortisol. And that's pretty much the only side effect that I actually haven't seen any side effects since I've used it for the last 8 years. I haven't had anyone say that they're become more tired or more,
you just made me think of something. Obviously, we have people who are suffering from adrenal dysfunction, a result of overuse of caffeine and stuff like that. It sounds like oxytocin could help perhaps modulate some of the inappropriate cortisol levels. Would you recommend oxytocin be taken at night before bed?
Well, you know, that's really an interesting thought. I've usually administered it during the morning, so 5 to 10 international units each morning, or taken on a daily basis to decrease anxiety and increase happiness and sociability. Or a lot of times when patients, you know, have a low sex drive, I'll have them, you know, when they're cooking dinner, start to take their trokes at that point. I mean, at night, that's one of the side effects. It can lower our cortisol.
Yeah, and I know from a lot of shows we've done in the past that more than adrenal fatigue, we see people have adrenal dysfunction. Their adrenals are doing daytime work at night, and they're doing nighttime work in the day, and so they don't have the energy. They have the brain fog in the morning, but then at night they want to stay up all night and watch television. And quite often, supplements like phosphatidylserine will be administered at night to try to gently coax the diurnal cortisol response back into play. It sounds to me like that this could also be a possible therapeutic agent to help kind of coax that cortisol level back into proper position, as well as melatonin, for that matter. Because
like that, Carl. I think that's an innovative way of looking at things. I haven't used it like that, but I think that I might start doing that. So thank you.
Oh, well,
thank you
my
for
pleasure.
Bringing together a lot of different different fields here to come up with that idea.
Now, oxytocin is one of the hormones that does not have to be prescribed, correct? There is oxytocin supplements out on the market, but they seem to be fairly ineffective, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, it's called the social hormone, or the and actually it does have a very potent effect on any kind of addiction. So my younger patients, I suggest to them before they go out to the bar or whatever they're doing, they take a little oxytocin, and they report pretty consistently that they don't feel like drinking very much. They'll say, yeah,
really?
I only had one drink.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We have to take a break. I want to talk more about that when we come back. That's an interesting side note. We're talking with Dr. Prudence Hall. We're talking about a forgotten hormone called oxytocin. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Prudence Hall. You can go to the website hallcentervenice.com to learn more about her services for those of you who live in the California area. Okay, you mentioned something interesting, and the linkage between prolactin and possibly addiction. So is it possible that people, because we've known that people who have addictive personalities seem to be more dopamine dominant, if you will. Is it possible that oxytocin helps to mitigate some of those dopamine-driven... what's the word I'm looking for? You know, those frenzies, if you will.
Yeah. Well, maybe oxytocin, because oxytocin has a potent effect on addictions, food addiction. So people who have good levels of oxytocin have less food cravings. Alcohol is greatly decreased, that consumption. Hard drugs. So I think it's possibly due to the fact that there's so much more happiness and responsivity, and you know, you feel more included and loved. It's a love hormone. And now, whether it decreases dopamine, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find
that. I'm not sure about that.
Especially because I know that there's a link between oxytocin and its effect on social anxiety as well. Actually, there's some groups out there that are now starting to use oxytocin in children who are on the spectrum, who have mild symptoms. They seem to the oxytocin seems to make their symptoms much more manageable. Have you heard about this?
Oh, I use it for that. I mean, when patients tell me that their children have sort of an autistic spectrum going on with them, I suggest that they give it a try and suggest, you know, talk to their doctor, of course, before they do it, because the symptoms of oxytocin deficiency are very, very similar to autism, mild autism.
Yeah.
And so that's actually the treatment, one of the hormonal treatments for autism, with quite a bit of success.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Okay, so what about men and oxytocin? We know that you use it with your female patients. Do you use it with male patients as well?
Yeah, I'm laughing. I absolutely do use it with male patients, and males love oxytocin because it makes their sexual responsiveness more more elevated, and they have better increased ejaculate fluid, and they just feel more loving to their partner.
Mm.
They just want to look them in the eyes and breathe with them, and it's really the love hormone. And men do that. And I've really worked a lot with different levels in men, and I've given some men as many as 200 international units of oxytocin as a trial. You know, these are my practitioners that I've
in an injection form or an oral.
No,
approach?
Sublingual. Sublingual
approach.
Is the best way really to take it. You know, the nasal route is sort of poor absorption, and certainly not orally. And you could use an injection for something like fibromyalgia, something like that. But the sublingual route, and they've taken up to 200 international units, and one person developed a very mild headache, but most of them just became really, really cuddly. Now, I don't use those doses normally, but I think it's a very safe hormone at high levels.
Okay, now you just said something interesting. I mean, fibromyalgia is one of those ubiquitous illnesses today that is driven by symptoms. There's very little in the way of a litmus test to determine what it is. There's lots of people out there who postulate where it's coming from. But this is interesting. Fibromyalgia is basically a preponderance of pains, if you will, that, you know, the entire nervous system, peripheral nervous system, seems to be under attack. Mm-hmm. And when we think of women during pregnancy, we think of higher thresholds to pain. So it sounds to me like oxytocin may actually, mitigate pain maybe by adjusting the threshold somehow.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, I think that's right. And, yeah, it's very effective because some of the fibromyalgia effects too are the mental anguish and pain.
Mm-hmm,
so that
mm-hmm.
can't be understated. You know, it's probably a combination of low adrenals, low thyroid, you know, imbalanced sex reproductive hormones. And, you know, as you start to raise, all these levels, oxytocin is increased more. Testosterone, estrogen, thyroid all increase oxytocin. So there's a very synergistic effect between these hormones and pain.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, oxytocin is available in injection form. And you said early in the show, you mentioned that as a test, kind of as a challenge test, if you will, give somebody maybe an injection of oxytocin to both see if they respond to it and they tolerate it well. What type of how many IUs would you give to somebody to challenge them and see if oxytocin is going to work for them?
Yeah, well, I used to do this about eight or nine years ago, and I would give about 20 international units to see if their ears and face flushed.
Yes.
Because if their ears and face would flush, that would mean that they would benefit from oxytocin, that they had a deficiency. I don't do that anymore. I just let them try the oxytocin and see, you know, to experiment with them. I give them a couple of different options as to how to use it and see how they feel.
Interesting. Yeah, no, because you obviously understand I mean, and I hope you take this in the spirit that it's meant, but Dr. Eric Braverman was like the first person to start talking about different types of dominance. And I noticed in the chapter that I read in Bombshell that you look at a patient and you go, you know, if they're holding their shoulders tight, chances are there's a thyroid issue. And you're very in tune to this. You've been doing it for so long that you start to see patterns, you know? And so I can see why you don't have to do these challenge tests any longer, because it played out in the beginning. You said, oh, you know, I just need to give them a troche of, you know, whatever, 20 milligrams, and let's see. Is it I use in the troche, or is it milligrams?
It's international units, yeah. So a typical dose would be, you know, for men need a little less, maybe 5 international units per day. Women, you can give a lot of oxytocin to. Women sometimes will take 50 international units.
What about oxytocin's relationship with progestins? And is there a relationship between, in other words, I guess what I'm trying to say is, does the ability for oxytocin to be effective depend on any other hormones like progesterone?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because when women and men are deficient in, well, let's say women are deficient in testosterone and estrogen, they're going to need much more oxytocin, okay? Mm. If they have good levels, and I'm giving all the hormones. I give up to 15, 20 different hormones, if you will. If I'm giving them testosterone and estrogen, then they're going to need less oxytocin.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's very synergistic, but you don't get into much trouble with oxytocin. You can get into trouble with other hormones, like thyroid, and you end up with all those hyperthyroid symptoms. But here, I mean, the worst thing that happens is you get excessive sexual arousal. Oh, too bad, right?
Oh, wow, and, really? what a terrible
maybe
side
flushing
effect.
Flushing of the face and ears. Yeah. I mean, most of my patients come in, it's the hardest thing for me to jumpstart is people's libido.
Yes.
And sexuality.
Yes. No, that's a big winner right there, because, you know, I've talked about on this show for years that libido is an indicator of overall health. As a species, our body will not increase libido and desire to reproduce if there's something wrong with us or something wrong in our environment, because we know not to bring children into a famine period or a period of danger and so on. And so the opposite is true as well, in my humble opinion. You know, hormones are messengers. When you start to get older and you lose your libido, the message to your body is, you know, you're done here. It's time for you to clear off the planet. But when you take hormones that happen to also raise your libido, the message to your body is, you're still youthful. Keep repairing things. We've got a lot more time here. So
you're such a big thinker, Carl. That's exactly how I think about women's libidos. It's an extension of their all over health, their vitality, their you know, the joy of life flows through our libido and our bodies. You know, we're instruments of you know, communication and love. And when the libido is down, you know, when love is down, when contact and human touch is down, human intimacy is down, you know, we go into a very dark state as humans.
Well, let's talk about oxytocin in that relationship. There's lots of research out there that shows that individuals who have an inability to produce oxytocin tend to be develop psychopathies. They tend to be more so sociopathic behavior, narcissistic behavior. So clearly this hormone, has a profound effect on personality in general. When you think of outgoing, gregarious, fun people, they're probably producing a lot more oxytocin than the person who is standing there stingy with thought, stingy with feeling, and worrying that, you know, the world is after them and, you know, and they're paranoid.
That is exactly right. So, you know, I look for people who are isolated, who don't have a good circle of friends, who are introverted, who don't smile, who are, you know, who you mention sex and they roll their eyes, you know, who really don't have orgasms. That's a big problem that I deal with women, is they just lose their orgasmic, you know, potential or joy as they age. And oxytocin is really big for that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so it's a beautiful hormone. It's a beautiful, healthy, safe hormone. And it's like it certainly belongs in this orchestra.
While this not necessarily about oxytocin, more so just curious about your approach to hormone replacement therapy. I would once said to someone, I've been on testosterone therapy. I take pregnenolone. I take a DHEA. I take a variety of different hormones. And I also use some peptides, by the way. I was a friend of mine said to me once, Well, how long are you planning on doing that? And I looked and I said to her, for the rest of my life. I'm not going to go, hey, I'm done living now. I think I'll stop this stuff. You know, the reason I bring this up is because there's a lot of women out there who have gotten bad information from lots of different mainstream orthodoxy messages about hormone replacement therapy. And many of them are saying, well, I'm going to do this while I'm going through menopause, but I'm not going to do it forever. Is that the right way to look at HRT for women? Or should women say to themselves, I'm going to take this for the rest of my life. I want to feel good. I want to thrive.
Yeah. So hormone replacement, replacing just estrogen alone, decreases about 75% of heart attacks in women. And it prevents 50% of dementia. And that's really good data coming out of the Bucks Institute in Northern California.
Right.
So it affects our ability to thrive and survive. And this skepticism and fear is coming out of the Women's Health Initiative.
Yes.
Where really Primarine is not good for women. We shouldn't even take it for a day. But, you know, most people who looked at that study said, well, take it if you have symptoms, but limit it to 5 years. Absolutely, we should not limit and put ourselves back into menopause and you know, a low T syndrome due to fear of hormones. This is the way to thrive.
In 2008, I had the doctor who makes Premarin. Is it Wyeth?
Wyeth, yeah.
I had the doctor who represents Wyeth about Premarin on my show, along with a physician from State University of New York, because they had just done a nice study that showed the effects of estradiol to mitigate anxiety in menopausal women. And he had I don't do attack radio. Okay. I let guests come on. I let the audience sort out what they like, what they don't like. This guy had the nerve to tell me on the air that Premarin was actually the real bioidentical hormone because it comes from an animal, not a plant source.
Oh my God.
And I had to hold my tongue because I didn't want him to hang up in the middle of the interview. You know, but what people need to understand, women, I really feel bad for women because when you give somebody bad information, they make bad decisions, and bad decisions can shorten your life. The problem with the women's initiative was that these women were taking an artificial hormone, number one, because it was from a horse, an equine, progesterones and estrogens. But more importantly, these are methylated drugs. We know what they do to the liver. You can take methylated prednisone, and it increases thrombosis. It increases the risk of cancers. So it wasn't just the hormone. It wasn't the hormone at all, in my opinion. It was the preparation that gave these women all of these symptoms. Because look, you see oral birth control pills do the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
But isn't it interesting that having casual sex and avoiding a pregnancy is a legitimate reason to put a woman at risk, but letting her take hormones for postmenopausal reasons is not? I see that as a real hypocrisy, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, one of my pet peeves is, or I guess one of the things I really want to get out there in the world is that, you know, birth control pills are not good for women. It decreases their libido. It causes depression. I measured these levels for years, Carl, and women's estradiol levels are probably about equivalent to a 70-year-old woman. You know, they're 5. You know, the levels are 5 picograms per ml, very, very low. So when I take women off the birth control pill, I mean, they get off their ADD medication because the brain doesn't function well when there's low estrogen on board. I get them off their antidepressive medicine, which causes low libidos.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, women don't do well when their estrogen levels drop, and certainly the birth control pill is responsible for that.
I want to take a break. I want to come back and I want to talk about birth control. Specifically, I want to talk about progesterone only birth control, and I want to talk about the effects of birth control pills on women. We're talking with Dr. Prudence Hall. You can learn more about her by going to hallcentervenice.com or pick up Suzanne Summers' book Bombshell. There's an entire chapter dedicated to oxytocin by Dr. Hall. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntoBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntoBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for tomorrow. For those of you who are looking for help with weight loss, during the first hour, Dr. Matt Andre will be coming on. You know, he's the assistant clinical professor at Indiana University and also runs a bariatrics clinic called the Andre Medical Center. He's going to do the second installment on the psychology of maintaining weight loss. And then during the second hour, Dr. Josiane Broussard from Cedars-Sinai is going to be talking about their recently published research that looks at short-duration sleep and insulin resistance. For those of you who want to jumpstart your fat loss, you may have to stay in bed for a little longer every day. Mm-hmm. Isn't that an exciting idea? Especially if you're taking oxytocin and you have a significant other. Then you could stay in bed all day long, burn fat, and make love. There you go. Hey, I like that idea.
Style.
I think I'm gonna write a new diet book. Stay in bed and make love. That's it. There you go.
I'll endorse it.
Okay, so now, you know, I have several female friends who have been... I'm 54 years old, so obviously, you know, there's a lot of women out there who are taking birth control pills for a very, very long time, especially these progesterone-only pills. And I can't help but think that if estrogen-only therapies were dangerous for you, you know, taking any single hormone has to disrupt something in women, but taking it for 10, 15 years. Mm. I mean, some of these women have gone through menopause. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just loathe the birth control pill. I mean, it was discovered in the early 1940s, you know, 1942, 1943, and we didn't know anything about hormones at that time. And what it does is it cuts the connection between the brain and the ovary. And I have found that about, well, a significant number of women, maybe as high as 40 or 50%, never reconnect their brain to their ovaries, and they never get their full ovarian function back. And these women are depressed and sad and overweight, and they're on lots of medications like antidepressants, and, you know, they develop ADD-type symptoms and a foggy memory, you know, everything
Bingo.
That menopausal women develop.
The foggy memory and the inability to remember things is something that I see in these particular women I'm talking about.
Yeah, and also low sexual satisfaction and low orgasmic potential, or you know, so women, young women especially, they start to even question, you know, their sexuality. It's like, well, I'm not sure that I even want to ever have
on.
Sex.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And this is a sexy time for women. I mean, I really care about women and how they show up in the world and how they feel, and the birth control pill cuts their feelings. Makes them into kind of Stepford-type women.
Well, look, I talked on this show. We've actually done a specific show about this. I am totally opposed to antiperspirants. An antiperspirant to me, I wear deodorant. I refuse to wear an antiperspirant because stopping yourself from sweating is like stopping yourself from breathing. And anytime you stop a natural systemic function of your body, you disrupt other things in the body. So I have to believe that keeping yourself from having that 28-day menstrual cycle has to have some sort. Now, these may not be disease, you know, in the etiology of disease, but it has to cause some other changes in a woman that are not necessarily beneficial.
Well, Carl, all you have to do is say, well, what does menopause cause? Well, it causes increased cholesterol, increased diabetes and insulin resistance, weight gain, poor memory. I mean, this is exactly what the birth control pill, how it presents itself in my patient population. So, you know, the birth control pill puts women into menopausal levels of hormones. And I've measured these for years, and, right. and I stopped being shocked. Initially, the first year, I just kept thinking, there must be something wrong here, because these women look like my 70-year-old patients.
Right.
And it's just not right. You know, the information that we had in the 40s is not the information we now have, you know, 50, 60 years later. So we just, 70 years later, we really need to come up with better solutions for birth control.
I know. I think that in Europe, they will give men about 300 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week, and that shuts down spermatogenesis completely. You know, men can take the response. I mean, I'm all for, you know, testosterone therapy anyway. And we have a lot of young men out there in their 30s who are presenting symptoms of hypogonadism. So, you know, give them testosterone. Let them bear some of the burden of the pregnancy issue.
Yeah, and then there's condoms, and then there's a nice watch called the ObuWatch that helps women predict their ovulation, you know, very safely. And, you know, I tell women it's too much to give up to take the pill.
Yes.
I mean, you're giving up your youth. You're giving up your health and your sensuality. Don't give up your sensuality. That's why you're taking the pill.
Now,
women really, really report decreased desire when
okay.
they're on the pill.
Now, what would you say to a woman who's in her late 40s, early 50s, who's probably at least perimenopausal but doesn't know it because she's been on a progesterone-only pill for, let's say, a decade or more, probably longer, probably like 15, 20 years. So she doesn't know that she's going through menopause. Is it wise for her to get off now to go through menopause, or is it too late for that person?
So I don't believe in women ever going through menopause. So in perimenopause really is in women's late 30s and early 40s for most women. Menopause these days is very commonly seen at 45, 48.
Yes.
So, God, Carl, get them off it. You know,
yes.
Yeah, women, come off the pill, especially these terrible, I mean, not especially, but these progesterone-only pills are really bad news.
Are they
really? It causes so much depression in women. It causes weight gain, depression. I mean, if women, you know, women gain weight when they get on these progesterone-only pills.
Well,
it's not a safe way to go.
We know from progestin-based anabolic steroids that when you raise progesterone levels very, very high, they translocate the GLUT4 receptor on the cell and make you insulin resistant.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But people who take these progesterone, women who take these progesterone-only pills, I predict, if they started to monitor their blood sugar in the morning, they would find out that they are probably pre-diabetic. They're having trouble managing blood sugar. And they probably crave carbohydrates all day long on top of it.
Well, I take care of them, and that's absolutely true. I mean, I check everyone's insulin and you know, their hemoglobin A1C and sugar, and that is absolutely true. You know, and also, you know, when women go into these low estrogen states, I mean, let's just tie this back to oxytocin a little bit. So long-term oxytocin deficiency causes a lot of bad things, like cardiovascular disease and coronary insufficiency and, you know, poor wound healing, that people get very anxious, depressed. You know, of course, all the sexual stuff goes to pot here.
Yeah.
So, you know, the birth control pill is going to cause all of those things. It's going to increase all of those things. That hasn't even been studied, but, you know, I see it in my patients. I've been taking care of women for really 30 years or more.
Right. Okay, so with that being said, before we go into this last break, because then when we come back, I want to talk about what you're up to, what you're doing, and so on. I know that you're involved in Suzanne Summers' new show as well, and we'll talk about that. So if someone is listening to this show and they can't get to Venice, California, and they want to talk to their physician, and their physician is an open-minded physician, how do they raise the question of oxytocin? Should they be tested first, or should they just say, hey, I would like you to prescribe oxytocin for me? What does a newcomer physician do in this instance?
Well, in terms of a physician, you know, we don't really measure oxytocin levels. They're quite difficult to measure. They're measured experimentally. So it's really a symptom-based deficiency syndrome. And, you know, this is what doctors used to do. I mean, we'd look at patients and see that, you know, would look at them and hear them and then make a diagnosis. So, you know, I think patients, you know, they should come and give their doctor Breakthrough by Suzanne Summers and Bombshell and say, look, I really would like to try some of this stuff. And I'll talk to you after the break about what I'm doing to help further doctors' knowledge here.
Okay.
But it's up to patients to really try to educate their patients. I mean, their doctors.
Yes.
This is kind of a sad state of affairs here.
But you know what? This is becoming increasingly a more difficult challenge, because quite often physicians are well-meaning but overworked. And when you bring something into them that they are not familiar with, they either dismiss it or just say no, you know, no, you don't need that or something. And quite often I've found, and you probably have found this too, patients are much better educated today because of the internet, because of books like Suzanne Summers' books and others. They come in knowing things. They come in going, you know, I think that this, and sometimes doctors feel a little threatened by that.
Well, you know, this is the ideal patient, a patient who's interested, who wants to learn, who, I mean, I learn from my patients every day. I mean, every day I learn fascinating things about how they're responding to things and you know, so it's really a sad state of affairs that doctors, we're in this candy store of information, we're in the information age, and yet we don't enter the door.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we will find out where you might be able to hear Dr. Hall in maybe an upcoming speaking engagement, and also what she's involved in. You can go to her website, which is hallcentervenice.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Take you down like I'm in demolition.
Count you out. The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator.
While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Prudence Hall from the Hall Center in Venice Beach, California. I spent a lot of time in Venice Beach when I was a young man. I stayed on the Strong's Drive off of Washington. My favorite haunt was Jody Maroney's Sausage Kingdom on the beach. But that was back when I didn't really care about my health. I was a reckless 20-year-old. I'll say that on the air. So there you go. Okay, so what are you up to? What's new?
Well, one of the things that's really interesting me and exciting me a lot these days is that Suzanne Summers asked me to be on her board for Forever Health. And the mission is to help train doctors in this sort of advanced hormone management, and also to make available to patients all over the United States doctors who have this kind of knowledge, because that's been really frustrating to her and also to me, that patients really don't have access to this kind of medicine.
Right. And that's a problem. It really is. I mean, I get emails every single day from people saying, I live in this city, where can I find a good HRT doctor? I live in this city, where, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like,
yeah,
they go to their, I got an email just recently from a gentleman who's 62 years old, went to his doctor and asked him about testosterone therapy. And his doctor said, you don't want that. It causes prostate cancer. My head wants to explode I hear that. We actually had Dr. Paul Godley on this show in 2009 when the Journal of the American Cancer Society released their position paper and said unequivocally, androgen have nothing to do with prostate cancer. And doctors are still telling their patients, no, you don't want testosterone. And you know, Dr. Hall, I am not accredited. I have no letters after my name. So I can say pretty much anything. No one's going to threaten to take my license away. But what I tend to do is I use critical thinking skills instead, something I promote on this show every single day. And I say, well, If testosterone caused prostate cancer, wouldn't I have developed it when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, when my testosterone levels were raging?
Right.
Doesn't
right.
make sense.
Yeah. You know, Abe Morgenthaler now out of Harvard University has a large series of patients who have stage 4 prostate cancer, and he's, you know, they've requested to be treated with testosterone, and he's, you know, monitoring them very carefully with really good results. So
really?
Even, you know, not to say that that's standard of care yet, but, you know, it's looking very, very positive. So, you know, probably the future will really start talking about, you know, not only, and I treat a lot of men who have prostate cancer with testosterone, not as primary treatment for their prostate cancer, but as prevention for reoccurrence and for their cardiovascular health. So
yes.
Doctors need training. We need to wake up. We need to stop insulting our patients and really, you know, patients come in crying saying that their doctors have, you know, really not been very supportive of their knowledge.
Right.
The knowledge that patients bring into them.
So the organization is the mission of the organization is to educate doctors. And how will you be doing that? Will you be doing seminars, or how's it going to work?
Well, there are a lot of different ways that we're doing it, but one of them is webinars and seminars, and they're coming to the center to get training and speaking engagements. And, you know, doctors, there's a whole segment of doctors who are very open and who want to learn how to do this.
Yes.
And it's not being taught in medical school yet. I certainly didn't learn it in my gynecology residency. It was a wonderful, I trained at USC. It was a wonderful place to learn. But it's just, you know, doctors, it encompasses so many different fields. You know, cardiology, endocrinology, gynecology, all the rheumatoid diseases and autoimmune diseases. So hormone replacement really impacts each of these diseases.
Right.
And that's where functional medicine is so important. It goes to root causes of diseases rather than looking at the symptoms only.
Now, you actually have a webinar coming up on oxytocin for physicians. So if there are people out there who want their doctors to be aware of oxytocin, they can direct them towards this webinar, right?
Yeah, I would go to Forever Health, and there's a it's for patients, and it does help direct patients to doctors. And the webinar, I hope that it'll be made available to patients too. I'll talk with Suzanne about that, but at this point it's being made available to doctors. So it's, you know, we're in a whole new era here for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I see it here. Forever Health, a new standard of care. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, very, very good.
Yeah.
So you can send your,
she's done
a lot. You know, she's done so much just to bring this message to the mainstream. And you know, one of the things that I really like about her is that she's courageous, because let's face it. I've seen what they did to Dr. Jeffrey Life on CNN one day. I wished I was on that show that day. I tell you the truth. When they were trying to ridicule him for, being a proponent for growth hormone. And they just tried to keep turning it back just want to look young. No, it's not about looking young. It's about mitigating age-related diseases. And I just want to scream when these, you know, pundits want to jump on these different modalities of treatment.
Yeah.
And you know, Suzanne is courageous because, look, she could have believed all this stuff and benefited from all this stuff and kept it to herself. But like me, I went through a life-threatening illness and came out the other side and realized that the medical orthodoxy was full of beeswax, and I cured myself, and I had to shout it from the rooftops because there's a lot of people out there that need to know this. Yeah. And so she put herself on the line, because let's face it, there were a lot of people that could have just detracted. Oh, you know, she's Suzanne Summers, really? But she kept plugging away. She kept putting good information out. She kept bringing the experts to the forefront. She didn't make it about her. She made it about the science. And that takes a lot of courage, because she put herself on the line. And here we are all this time later. And there are so many lives that have been lengthened because they picked up one of her books and went, you know, I don't think my doctor's right. And I talk about this on the show. You know, people need to start saying to their doctors, you know, I don't think you're right. Because you'd say that to your mechanic. You'd say it to your butcher. You'd say it to the dry cleaner. But you won't say it to your doctor. What's wrong with that picture? You know, go to your doctor and say, you know, I don't think you're right. I don't think you're right about this.
Yeah. This, you know, doctors, and I just want to be really clear about this to anyone who's listening. Doctors should be like friends. No more than a friend, no less than a friend. You know, this whole old concept of doctors being the high and mighty and the, you know, this is archaic. It doesn't work. It doesn't allow for best treatments and for best communications. And who knows best about their body than somebody who's lived in their body for 40 or 50 years?
Right.
So arrogance does not belong in medicine. We need to be humble, and we have to listen divinely to what our patients are saying. Really listen. And we, you know, doctors need to connect with their own humanity. Because as soon as we realize how human we are, like, you know, you've suffered something very seriously, Carl, and you're never going to be in judgment about anybody else who has a disease or who's struggling with their health. And doctors are. You know, I think doctors are afraid of death. They're afraid they're going to get sick, and so they judge other people, and it's
Well, you know what? I've always wanted to be able to interview a physician. I mean, I have a really good physician. Dr. Matt Andrew happens to be my doctor, and the guy is fantastic. Yeah. And he's like you. He's very open-minded. He's always learning. The journey doesn't stop. But I would love to go to a doctor and sit down and say, I want to interview you. What, how many meds are you on? What illnesses are you fighting? And, you know, I want to look at it because there's an old saying. I remember my father said, you know, you don't want to go to a barber who's bald. And I know that's not really a good analogy, right? But you don't want to go to, but here's a better one. You don't want to go to a mechanic whose car is always broken down. Because it says something about his capacity and his capabilities. And, you know, I don't want a doctor who's depending on the pharmaceutical agenda to make it to the end of days. I want a doctor who is thriving and who is and is growing every single day and pushing through new limits, because that's how I want to live and that's how I live. So I want a doctor who's going to be on my page about that. You know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
We're humans. You know, we're humans, and we're all on this path of you know, better health and longevity and joy and consciousness, and it's all tied together.
Yeah,
you know, it's all tied together.
Absolutely,
and,
absolutely. Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time. I know you've got a very busy practice there, and you see a lot of famous people too as well. And I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show today and talk about oxytocin and other things that we covered that I think are going to be very, very helpful to both the men and the women in the audience.
Well, Carl, it's such a pleasure, and I'm so grateful that you're spreading the message, and you're such a luminary and strength in this field. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so there you have it. Another episode of Superhuman Radio is completed. We've got a great show planned for you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. See you then.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.